Hey, what's up, everybody? This is Oliver Bixby, and this is the People Talk Podcast for Thursday, December 6, 2018. Hello, how are you? I am well. It is good to hear that you are also doing well in this holiday season. Coming next summer, a movie about the holidays. Why is it playing in the summertime? Nobody knows. It's Christmas in July. Dude, Christmas in July is a stupid enough title that you know that they would make that into a movie. Like, I just pulled that out as, like, the most cliche thing that people say. Hey, it's Christmas in July. We have a car sale going on. Christmas in July. And that's the kind of thing that they love to use in movies. So that sounds like an actual movie. Oh, I'm so excited that we are all here together in December. The holidays are here. Isn't it just the greatest? I swear to God, in the last week alone, I've just noticed the downturn in mood. I don't know what it is exactly. If it's actually holiday related or not. But I'm starting to think yes. I'm starting to edge over towards the yes column. I'm becoming a yes vote on that. That the holidays just brings out just shitty attitudes. Okay? Let's talk about the shitty holiday attitudes that people seem to be acquiring once they are done eating Thanksgiving dinner and all of our thoughts and hearts turn to the holidays. Now, it's not for me to say why these people have these attitudes. And for all I know, they have legitimate reasons for not being happy at this time. Perhaps it reminds them of painful things. And that very well may be. And I think that is true for some people, but I don't think it's true for everyone. I don't think it's true for 100% of the people with the shitty attitudes. I think there are some people sitting under that umbrella of holiday shitty attitude, who, you know, they're just hiding there. They don't have a legitimate reason other than, they just don't like right now. They just don't like whatever's going on. Maybe, which again is fine. It's completely understandable. But let's work on it. Let's figure out why you feel that way, and then let's work on fixing it. I'm not talking about the people who have legitimate reasons. This is a season where a lot of people need some extra attention. But I'm very clearly focused on these people over to my right in my imagination here, who just, I don't know. I don't know if they're Grinches. I don't know. I don't know. I feel like I'm the kind of person who, how shall I put this? I don't know. I feel like I can read a group of people pretty well in terms of, like, who's having a good time and who's not, right? And maybe it's just me and, like, my spidey sense is going off, right? Like, maybe my spidey sense is just kind of being a little more activated this time of year or something. I don't know what it is. I really don't. It's these things that you can't pinpoint. You know when you have, like, when you know something is true but you can't prove it, but you can just feel it down in your gut. This is where I'm at. This is where I'm at with this. This has been like 5 minutes rambling on something I have no evidence of. But I just know it's true. I absolutely know it's true. And what's more, I can't name names, and I can't really bring or think of any circumstances to mind right now. So that's it. I can really only think of one person who has a legitimate right to be, you know, in a, have a shitty attitude this holiday season. And that person, my friends, is former head coach of the Green Bay Packers, Mike McCarthy. R.I.P. The fat man is gone. The fat man is gone. Oh, it's a great day. Nothing has brought me more pleasure in the last week than that. I am by no means the biggest sports fan, the biggest football fan of all time. I just know what I know, and I know that Mike McCarthy was horrible for this organization, probably for multiple years, and now he's gone. What does that mean for the Packers going forward? I don't know. I don't know, because I'm really good at knowing what sucks about something, but then, like, once that sucky thing is gone, sometimes I don't know what to do instead of that sucky thing. So I try not to be that guy too much, but it was just a little too obvious that, I really got the feeling that, like, him and Aaron Rodgers just were not speaking, like, we're not even on speaking terms for, like, the last 6 weeks or something like that. And Aaron Rodgers, my conspiracy theory just continues to be that he's been kind of tanking a little bit even since he came back from his knee. Just tanking a little bit just to get rid of Mike McCarthy. Dude, what if like Aaron Rodgers just turned on the juice now? Like not for this season, like who cares? I'm not going to sit here and be like, oh, no, what if he just like turns on the juice and then they run the table? Like, I'm pretty sure it's over. Like, I think it's already over. If not one more loss plus a ton of other things means it's over. There's like a 1% chance at best or something like that. I'm not trying to cling to anything here. I just think it would be super hilarious if like next season the Packers were just all of a sudden for some reason unstoppable. And like I say, do I know who should replace the dude? No, not a clue, because I don't know anything. I just know that he was just a dumb man on the sidelines who just had just the dumbest look in his eyes, just staring during every game, like he had not a clue. The Packers could have done just as well, if not better, this season with me holding up that Chinese takeout menu of a playbook. Okay? That could have easily just been me, all right? And I was at Lambeau Field for one of the weeks. They could have just let me jump onto the field and start calling plays and done just as well, people. All right, what else? All right, okay, I'm sorry to have to bring something from TMZ related up here, but this just really caught my attention. So apparently, the rapper Offset and Cardi B were married and had a kid, and now they're getting divorced because Offset was cheating on Cardi B with another woman who is named Summer Bunny. Her name, I'm assuming her stage name, is Summer Bunny. Now, I realize I play under a stage name, but I love the fact that we're already, like it's already so deep that we're not even, we can forgive the fact that the dude's stage name is Offset. Like, he's just called Offset. And his wife is named Cardi B. And I don't think we've ever found out what the B stands for. And this guy named Offset is hooking up with someone named Summer Bunny. And so this Summer Bunny released a video, just released a video talking tearfully about to Cardi B about how sorry she is and how ashamed she is, which, here, let me just play this. Let's see here.
I have not messed with Offset since he's had his baby. I didn't know how serious this marriage was.
Okay, wait, stop, hold on. Let's go back for a second there. She has not messed with Offset since they had their baby. Okay, so apparently that's, you know, she should get like points for that. Yeah, sorry. I was messing with your husband, most likely while and the whole time that you were pregnant. But since you had the kid, I have not messed with him since. And wait, what else did she say?
I have not messed with Offset since he's had his baby. I didn't know how serious this marriage was.
I didn't know how serious this marriage was. I didn't know how serious this marriage was. Like, you could put the emphasis on any word in that sentence, and it still sounds the same. I didn't know how serious this marriage was. I didn't know how serious that marriage was. I didn't know how serious that marriage was. It's a marriage. I didn't realize there was levels. There was levels to how serious. Yeah, we're married, but it's not that serious. What?
I have not messed with Offset since he's had his baby.
Oh, that's good. That's good. You know, it's good points for you.
I didn't know how serious this marriage was.
Oh, yeah, well, you know. Didn't know how serious that marriage was. It was just one of those, you know. I mean, we all know. We all know. Like, we get it. Like, in a way, she's absolutely correct. Like, there's no way that those two people were going to be married. Like two celebrities like that who just hit, like, peak fame at the same time, like, within the past year, right? And they end up having a kid, so they decide that they're going to get married to, like, you know, because that's what you do, whatever. Like, there's no way, you know, if you just decide to get married randomly, just, like, right at the peak of when you get, like, get hot in the culture, that... That it's gonna last. It just doesn't, like, you can't point to anyone where that's happened and they're still married or they just stayed married like the whole time. I can't think of anyone. I can't think of a single celebrity couple Ted Danson? Is he married? I mean, maybe like, you know, someone like kind of boring like that. Yeah, I can't think. No. It's either you get married first and then like somehow you just manage to stick through it the whole time, or things go on the rocks and you get divorced, or you just never get married until like after your peak when you're kind of like settled and you know like what you're gonna do maybe with a good chunk of your life. I didn't know how serious that might be, just like the quote of the decade right there. Wow. I can't think of, and you know that's such bullshit, because how would you be unaware if you started messing around with one of the top three, probably most famous rappers out there today? How would you not be aware of their situation? And like, if they just had a kid, and if they were married, and if they were taking that marriage seriously. But what do I know? All right. I'm just a guy who plays songs and talks into a computer once a week. Summer Bunny. That is summer. That is winter funny, Summer Bunny. That is really funny. Man. Let's see. Oh, man. Yeah. R.I.P. Former President Bush, right? That guy? Man, I don't know. You know, it is what it is. Everyone's got their own takes. Was he a good president? Was he a bad president? I don't know. Who knows? I used to be all about the presidents. Not so much these days. Most of them are jackasses. The kind of cool thing I do remember about that guy, though, George H.W. Bush. I remember when I was a kid, maybe, I don't know, I had to have been like 6 years old or something like that. He actually came to my city and drove down the street that was right at the end of my block. We literally had to walk a half a block and stand on our street corner, and we watched the president drive by in a limo going downtown. That's it. I mean, I remember just vaguely seeing him because he was inside a limousine and they had the light turned on. You know, when you turn your light on inside your, what do they call that, the cab light or something? They had that on, which was kind of cool because obviously they did that on purpose just so people could, like, see him. So I think that's, like, that in itself is kind of a reflection, I feel like, of kind of where everything's going. 'Cause can you imagine now, like, the president just coming to, like, a smaller town at all, number one, and then at night and not under as much security, and like leaving that cab light on so that everybody could see him. Like, I feel like that's probably not happened in many, many years, anything like that, right? Like, that seems so old school, and it wasn't even that long ago. Like, that was when I was a kid, and it's not like I'm some old man. So I don't know. That's crazy to me. That's kind of like a little touch point on just how crazy things have gotten, even just like in the past 25 years or whatever, where something like that would never happen. He seems like he was maybe an all right dude, but I don't know. I don't know. I really wasn't paying attention at the time when I was a kid, and I don't know. You really haven't heard anything from that guy since he was president, right? So it's kind of like, I don't know. He was married to, who was he married? He was married to that, the guy from the Quaker Oats can. And they had a couple of sons. I think they had all sons, right? It's just W and Jeb. And then I feel like there's one more. There's probably one more, right? There's probably like Steve Bush, who's the smartest of the kids, I feel like. That sounds like it would be right. Like, I bet there's Steve. Like, I bet Steve is the smart Bush, and he never went into politics, and he just started, like, a multi-million dollar corporation, and, like, he doesn't say anything stupid, and he just keeps to himself and just has fun in his mansion. Steve Bush. That's who you want to be. You want to be the Steve Bush, all right? You don't want to be the W. You don't want to be the Jeb. You want to be Steve. What else? I've got, been listening to some new music. I feel like I haven't had any good recommendations in a long time here. This guy JID just put out a new album, DiCaprio 2. It's very good. I would highly recommend that. It has a very Kendrick Lamar kind of a sound to it. The guy obviously, you know, listens to Kendrick, or maybe he worked with a lot of people who've worked with Kendrick. I haven't dug too much into him, like the production of it, but it's he's definitely got that vibe. And it's DiCaprio 2, which leads me to ask, is there a DiCaprio 1 album, which I have not looked into yet? But maybe he just did that so you would, like, look it up and be like, oh, was there another one? But he's definitely worked with, well, BJ the Chicago Kid has a feature on one of the songs. But he works with everybody, BJ the Chicago Kid. Like, you literally can't find, like, a mainstream rap artist or R&B artist of the past, like, 5 years who has not worked, who does not have at least one song that features BJ the Chicago Kid. That guy is everywhere, literally. I don't know how that guy does it. That guy has to make a living just on his features, which is probably where you would want to be, I'm guessing, in the music world. Like, you don't want to be so big like Drake, where you just can't probably go anywhere. Like, you probably want to be just this guy. Like, I know I've seen pictures of him, but I could probably also pass him on the street and I wouldn't put two and two together, at least right away. You know, you could probably walk around kind of anonymously, which would be probably ideal, right? Anyway, so JID, DiCaprio 2. And yes, it is DiCaprio, as in Leonardo DiCaprio. The album cover is literally just the artwork is just a picture of DiCaprio in a leather jacket, looking like 1998, year 2000 kind of younger DiCaprio. So I again, it makes me like question maybe motives. Like, did he just call it that literally just for the cachet? Ooh, the cachet, that's a good word, of like Leonardo DiCaprio's name, you know? Like, did he just call it that just because of the name? I don't know. These are questions that I have. These are things that I ask myself. I'm quickly looking for anything else that I might have a recommendation on. And the only other thing super random is not even from this year. This is a little bit older, but I just finally found it. It's from 2015. And this is some obscure shit. This is the guitarist from Radiohead, Johnny Greenwood. He was working with these guys from India. This is like, you know, this is like jazzy, like world music type shit. So this is not like rap or anything like that. So this is Johnny Greenwood and the Rajasthan Express. I hope I'm saying that correctly. The Rajasthan Express. And the other guy in here, the other main artist, his name is Shai Ben Zur. Not sure where he's from, per se. So it's Shai Ben Zur, Johnny Greenwood, dude from Radiohead, and the Rajasthan Express. And the artwork looks dope because they took this old-timey-looking picture, right? They took this picture that looks like it was like the first photograph ever taken or something like that, only it was taken like 3 years ago. And then they did that thing where they sometimes do in old black-and-white pictures where sometimes they'll colorize part of it, so it has like that fakey looking color to it. It just looks really cool, and I think it would look awesome if you had the vinyl of this one. And it looks like it's a double album. It's a longer thing. It's like 20 tracks. Some of them are like 7-8 minutes. But that was really good. Again, you would have to be into jazzy shit or like Indian music. It's not like 100% that way, because obviously dude is from a rock band, so he's kind of like he's made it kind of more probably so people in Western cultures can listen to it and be like, oh, I can kind of dig that. You know, it's probably not, he's probably doing like the pop version of Indian music or something like that, you know. But that is really good from what I've heard so far. It's just really long, so I've only had a chance to listen to part of it. But really good, if you were just going to try one out, is a track called Who. Literally just H-U, Who. 8 minutes, but it's like something you would like meditate to. But it's cool. It's got a groove to it. And anything else? I don't think I've listened to... I feel like I know there's something coming out. I just can't think of it. There's definitely stuff coming out. I just can't think of it off the top of my head. Man, I'm kind of mad because I had always heard, not always heard, but I had heard at like super beginning of this year that we were going to have a new, fucking Black Star album, a new Black Star album by the end of this year, I'd heard. And it is December. It is December. Now it's December the 6th. And there is no album. And it was, and we're talking produced by Madlib. Black Star produced by Madlib, which is like pretty much like everything, right? Like that should be like album of the decade. And now I'm not hearing anything about that anymore. Literally, yeah. If you Google Black Star Madlib, you get Madlib teases new Black Star album from February 2018. Yeah, Yasiin Bey announces Madlib produced Black Star album for 2018, February. Oh, and then of course, March 1st, Talib says that Yasiin Bey announced the Black Star reunion prematurely. I must have missed that. I must have missed that crucial nugget of information. That sounds absolutely typical, right? Yasiin Bey just coming out, most deaf, as you would probably know, just coming out and stating something, and then Talib Kweli having to walk it back. Dude, does anybody else here, I know some of you follow Talib Kweli on Twitter, right? If you just already know if you follow Talib Kweli on Twitter how amazing he is on that. So I would trust him as a verified source on that for sure. And of course being in the band. Dude, do you think that Talib Kweli has hair? Like he's gotta be bald, right? No one has ever seen Talib Kweli without a hat on. Ever. I've never seen it. I've never seen a picture of it. Never. I doubt anyone has ever seen that man's skull. I think, man, I mean, he's got to be bald, right? That has to be what it is. That's the only reason, right? Wouldn't it be great if, like, one day he did just, like, take off a hat and he just had just the most thick, lustrous, just full head of hair? And then you're like, but dude, why were you just wearing a hat for 30 years straight and never once showing your hair? And he was just like, I don't know. It just felt comfortable like that. That's just how I wanted. It just felt better with a hat for 30 straight years. And I did not want anyone to see my skull. Okay, weirdo. No, dude has to be bald. But it's most of our fates, right? To go bald eventually. So more power to him. He's pulling the old Paul Simon there. Anyway, that's going to be it for this week's podcast, I think. So thanks, everybody, for listening. Hope everyone has a great week. Cheer up. It's the holidays. I know there's some ups and downs and some maybe not good things associated with it. But, you know, put that Christmas toot away. All right? Put that Christmas toot away. All right. Have a great week. I'll catch you guys next week. Peace.